1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The UN's International Court of Justice in The Hague says it will not throw out the case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. It could take years for it all to be investigated. Israel insists it is attacking Hamas, not the Palestinian people. For the first time since 1982, the U.S. has tried a new method of executing a death row inmate. Kenneth Smith in Alabama put to death using nitrogen gas. Witnesses say he writhed and struggled against the restraints in a procedure that took over 20 minutes. The UN's Human Rights Office weighing in.
We deeply regret the execution of Kenneth Eugene Smith in Alabama, despite serious concerns that this novel and untested method of suffocation by nitrogen gas may amount to torture, cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment.
UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani. Closing arguments set to begin in the defamation case against Donald Trump. Last year, a jury found him sexually abused E. Jean Carroll, then defamed her for saying she was lying about it. This is ABC News. Police in Prince George's County, Maryland, have a person of interest in custody after a violent crime spree last night. It included two stabbings and four hit and runs, all of them random. Deputy Chief James McCreary.
This is very concerning. It's very frightening, which is why we want to make sure we alert the public immediately.
Police say the person of interest is an adult female driving a dark-colored sedan. It's over and out for Ingenuity, NASA's space helicopter flying its last mission on Mars after damaging its rotor blades. The little chopper was only expected to fly five times. Instead, it whizzed around for 72 Mars missions. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson on social media saying,
Ingenuity has paved the way for future flight in our solar system, and it's leading the way for smarter, safer human missions to Mars and beyond.
Finally, formerly conjoined sisters are thriving a year after surgery to separate them. The Texas girls born attached at the chest, sharing a liver. Doctors now expect them to do fine. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden was in Wisconsin Thursday pledging $1 billion to replace Superior's critical but aging John Blatnick Bridge to Duluth, where he noted the U.S. infrastructure has fallen to number 13 in the world.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world if we don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world? It's not possible. So we're determined. Turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
It's part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that's paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus is getting smaller, $3.25 billion now, instead of the previously forecasted $4 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it's due to a drop in projected growth in tax collections and the deal for more money for the universities of Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks sending two to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with two players named starters in the NBA All-Star Game. Giannis along with Damian Lillard. LeBron James named for the 20th time. The most in a career, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The Bucks have worked out a deal through 2027 for Doc Rivers as the new head coach worth $40 million. General manager John Horst and how he told the players they had fired Adrian Griffin as head coach?
Like, the pace of these things are fast, and so you do the best you can to communicate to folks real time so they can hear it from you, whether that's text messages, phone calls, maybe you see them in person.
Men's college basketball, Badgers host Michigan State at the Kohl Center. Seton Hall will play at Marquette tomorrow at noon. NFL, more head coaching jobs filled. The Titans introducing Brian Callahan. The Carolina Panthers hiring the Buccaneers offensive coordinator, Dave Canales. After two interviews with Bill Belichick, the Falcons hired Rams defensive coordinator, Raheem Morris. It's his second head coaching job, the last with Tampa Bay in 2011. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and foggy with scattered rain, a little freezing rain, and some freezing drizzle possible today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 10. Tonight, a little light rain or snow or some freezing drizzle. More fog with a low of 32. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. All you got to do, Todd, is
download the app.
Download the app.
Yep.
All you got to do is download the app.
Choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Bam, it's all set.
Download the app. That makes I like saying that. It makes me sound so cool, kind of. You know what I mean? So,
like,
you
know, techie.
Like techie, like bot, like, yeah.
Right.
Well, so I'm going to download a couple apps today.
There you go.
Sounds techie for 2004.
Wow.
Well, for John, that's good.
I'm going to do some podcasting and some apps and stuff. All got a big day planned.
Yeah.
We got Dr. Kristen in the house, and we've got Mark Hewson from Bellin Sports Medicine on the phone. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I'm just wondering, who's showing you how to download that app?
Right.
Right. I didn't say did it yet, Mark.
No.
You know, he's in
radio.
He's in radio. It's all talk. It's all
Absolutely.
Talk.
Absolutely. No question. How you doing, Mark? This is great having you and Dr. Kristen at the same time. I don't know if you heard what we were talking about. We were talking about youth sports and how many kids get burnt out so early. And you've seen that too, haven't you?
Oh yeah. It's sadly, it's getting worse. You know, I mean, and it's we do need to focus on that. It's just we have to find a way we can keep kids and adults active, but they can't end their careers when they're 12.
Right.
It has to change.
And what Dr. Kristen said is that some kids maybe aren't getting the exercise they need because they're not good enough to play some of these sports because they didn't start soccer when they were five. And we.
I think we talked about this maybe about a month ago, too. You know, when was the last time you heard the kid say, hey, I'll meet you at the park?
Yeah, right.
You know, all of us would say that happened all the time.
Yeah,
where right. Nowadays, like you said, Jim, it's sometimes the kids are getting cut in middle school and, okay, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just need to find, you know, recently I had an idea of like, it's almost like how do you take, when you were in college and you had intramurals, how do you take those and bring them down to the high school level and maybe even the middle school level?
Mm-hmm.
What's the activity that we can just keep kids going? It's not a matter of spending thousands of dollars and that you have to win and get a college scholarship. We just need an active population.
Mm-hmm.
I agree totally.
And I think you're onto something. Even from an academic standpoint, those of us who weren't, you know, in geometry and physics, they kind of had that easier class, like watered down math. You know, I mean, they didn't kick us out of school. We didn't drop out. You know what I'm saying?
I had advanced general math. Okay. Advanced general math. They actually taught us how to do like tax forms and things.
John, that's not advanced.
It was advanced general math. I had general math one, and then I had to have algebra, which I got a D in, and then I had advanced general math after that.
Algebra was the advanced general math. Tax forms is not advanced general math.
Well, that's practical stuff they taught us.
Yeah, that's practical math. That's what I'm talking about.
I got a B in it.
You get a guy like you who, you know, probably not, you know, real high on the academic.
What?
Hey, no, it's exactly Felix, in the middle. Felix, Oscar, let's talk about kids' sports.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, here's what I'm saying about Johnny's school and my school, too.
Felix, Oscar.
Is that they offered alternatives, and that's what Mark is saying, is that we have to have alternatives where you're not, like, taking the short bus. You're just still, you're still in the loop. You're just not
You're out
elite.
There with your friends. You're having
your friends.
A blast.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, let's talk about something else here. I'm reading what you sent us, which is really interesting. Tell us about what else is going on over at Bellin Health.
Well, you know, I think some of it, you know, we have talked about it. You guys, a lot of you guys have been sick and other people have been sick. And
30 days. Jim and I actually marked it. We are sick. We have been sick. 30. I don't even want to call it sick, but we just can't shake this cough for 30 days.
We've been complaining for 30 days.
30 days of complaints.
They have.
People love to hear
Christmas.
Don't you know?
Christmas.
And then Todd had it for like
Todd,
3 days.
I'll tell you guys. Todd says I was
days.
Down in what? 3 weeks ago, yep. When Jim was out, Todd does a great job cleaning everything. I think so. That's probably one of the biggest things. How do we clean our homes, and how do we clean, you know, just washing our hands is one of the biggest things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But I shared because I think I've had a lot of friends that have called me. You guys have asked me, you know, and I'm in the healthcare field. What can you do? And I just shared of I haven't gone through it. I've visited it. Bellin Health does have a new service called Fastlane, where you can literally drive through, and it's not going to work for everyone, but I'm going to tell you that it's going to work for some people. If you need to get a flu shot, you need to get a strep test, they can literally sit in your vehicle and test you out, and you literally drive through the building and you go out the other side of the building and you're done and you get results later on. And I think it's one of those things where how do we become, people are so time sensitive. They're very busy. It goes back to, you know, hey, I've got these six things I need to do today. So how do we help people, because they don't want to be held up sitting with the rest of, you know, 10 other people that are sick in an office waiting to get a lab done or whatever. So how do we become very convenient and help people out? So it's a service called Bellin Health Fastlane. And it's just, I just thought I'd put it out there. I mean,
Mark,
sure,
tell me more.
Awesome. Yeah,
that is. And I agree that you don't want to be around other sick people. I think, you know.
I always wonder about that receptionist when you go to a waiting room. The germs she must be around every day,
or the
right?
guy sitting next to you.
Yeah.
But, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that to stay in your car, that's kind of like restaurants, right? I mean, people want convenience, but, you know, when we would site new restaurants, nobody would build a restaurant unless there was a drive-through. I mean, that was just critical. And to have healthcare, mm-hmm. people like that. They like the convenience. They like to be in their own vehicle. Where is this? I should know this.
No, it actually just opened up in probably the last month and a half, probably not even that. It was our Bellin Health of Schwabon location. So out by the airport, it used to be our sports medicine therapy. It's also family practice out there. So different parts were reconfigured, and they literally put two lanes where you literally drive through the building. It's like a long garage, and you can schedule through your doc. You can schedule if you have the My Bellin Health app, if you're a My Bellin Health. But, you know, people have the option to drive through, get a service, move on. You can do your physicals. Literally, that's what I had a friend who literally got his physical lab done, drove through, got his test done, left, and had a physical a day later at a doctor's office.
Unbelievable.
That's just being convenient. A blood test? You can get a, like, you stick your arm out the window and they draw your blood? How does that work?
Yeah. Sometimes.
You gotta slow down.
Slow down.
Like, they can even, so, Dr. Christian, you're going to understand it. You know, INRs can be done there too. Some of this you do have to step out. They can do, I bring this up, they can do a urine test, you know. So if you have to get a urine test, you just step out. There's bathrooms literally within 10 feet of your doorway. You get back in, and then you just, it's very quick. And I was shocked watching people come through this about a month ago.
The look on John's face right now is like, I wouldn't need to step out.
John's got the bottle right in the car.
The sample.
It's right there. You see it?
I got an old one. Hang on, I think it's under my seat. Right, hang on a second. Right. Here you go.
Can you use this?
You know what? I'm the only person that wouldn't be able to use this drive-through though.
Well, because you would hit something.
No. Because my window is broken on my car, whereas if I drop it down, I have to have somebody help me pull it back up. You have to use your hands to pull it back up.
All right. Because
it'd be like $300 to get that fixed. I need a new car. I know.
Well, we're working on it.
Yeah.
So that's right on Comanche, right? That's the west side by the airport? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. So it's, again, it's like I had a friend. I said, you know, someone may need, someone was sick. And I said, you know what? You've been dealing with this for a month. You may need to get a chest X-ray. Guess what? We can't do it down there. There are some things you need to go in for. But we're trying to listen to customers and saying, I guess people want that speed and they want but sometimes also I'll say it. We all sometimes probably need to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a matter of slowing down. It's staying home. It's getting rest. I'm laughing because my own wife said, you know, I fell asleep. With all my clothes on and laying in the bed when she went and put my son to bed last night. She's like, you were out cold by 9 o'clock.
And
I guess my body needed a little bit more rest last night.
Todd just stood up and pointed at me and Jim. Todd literally just got up and pointed at us.
They need a weekend of doing nothing and just staying home, chicken soup, honey, and that's it.
Because we both have other jobs because we can't even pay our rent with this job. So we just. But you're right. You're right. And this weekend might be that weekend because there's not games on until Sunday. And so,
actually, I have an event tomorrow that
I'm. That's right. You're working tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun. It's for youth baseball in DePere. DePere Youth Baseball out at the new Chicago Street attached to the Swan Club. It's a big meat raffle. Starts at 1:30. It'll go to about 4. Everybody's invited to come on out and raise some funding for DePere Youth Baseball. So I'm glad to do that.
The way to relax, John.
But I enjoy that, though.
I know you do. You do
that work. I enjoy that.
And I love my work, too.
That's what it's about, though. It's about loving what you're doing. And just sitting in a room and relaxing isn't going to give it to you.
Right.
It's going to be the whole taking care of yourself, the mental, the physical wellness, and just, you know, taking care of yourself. I mean, really. So going to the meat raffle and doing that, is that for you?
Yeah. But you know, another thing, though, you know what I struggle with, and maybe Mark or Doctor, you guys, one of you guys tell me, I can't sleep. I've got literally insomnia where I'll sleep for 2 or 3 hours, and then I'm up. The other night, I told these guys,
we get here at like 5:30. John said,
Stop with that, 5:30.
Yeah, we don't get here at 5:30.
Well, 20 to 6.
What time?
20 to 6.
What
20
time?
Seconds to 6.
No, 20 seconds. That's John.
20 John, seconds to 6:06.
John comes waltzing in at 20 seconds to 6. No, here's what I'm saying. But you'd been up since 12:30.
Yeah, I was up from 12:30 till came in and did the show.
Mark?
And I read all night, but I enjoy reading, but I just can't sleep.
Mark, what do you think? John's not sleeping.
John, you need to slow down.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the doctors.
But you'd think that would make me sleep by doing stuff a lot. Wouldn't that help me sleep?
You have to ask yourself why you're not sleeping. Are you falling asleep easily?
I'll fall asleep at like 10 o'clock and I'll wake up like 12:30 or 1:30.
How are you breathing?
Well, that I don't. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I've got to get that test.
He does.
I got to get that test.
He does.
I know.
If you're not sleeping well, it's not a bad idea to go and have your sleep evaluated. And if you're not at that point yet where you want to have the clinical evaluation, there are things you can do with your smartwatch, with your smartphone, to get a sense of how you're sleeping.
My brother may
not be sleeping well, and you may think you're sleeping well.
My brother even told me that when I was at deer camp, and I fell asleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. And he just like threw a blanket over me and goes, wow, he said, do you stop breathing when you sleep?
Like you make weird noises
when you sleep? And yeah.
Like a lot, like 40 times a lot, like stopping breathing and... I said, Johnny, go in and do the sleep test.
I'm going to.
Okay, when was deer hunting?
Well, I wanted to wait until the cough was done. So he's
okay.
This is gone. All right.
Yeah.
Mark Houston, Balance Sports Medicine. You're the best. We love having you on.
Thanks, Mark.
And this is really exciting stuff.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a great weekend, Mark.
You too.
Care, buddy. By the way, guy, text here says, in high school, we had something called dumb chemistry that my friend took. He then got his PhD from Iowa in chemistry.
Wow.
Well, from somewhere from Minnesota, you would be like, oh, yeah, Iowa. We got to start a break. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer
or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor. Special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Pretty exciting about the drive-through testing, huh?
Isn't that something?
I think that's fascinating. And if that gets more people to get out and get their tests and see the doctor, because nobody likes that. So if that is something that makes people do that, wonderful.
That's awesome.
Way to innovate.
That will help because people do like the convenience of their own car. But
and a little bit more anonymity.
I think sitting next to people in the waiting room.
No question. Because you're always thinking, what's wrong with that guy?
Absolutely.
No question.
Especially if you're immunocompromised, if you're at risk, you don't want to put yourself in a bad situation.
I think that's great.
Well, that's what I've always said. Here, what's up with that guy, Mike Clemens? What's up with him?
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty well. I'm tired.
Yeah, I bet you are.
How are you sleeping?
Yeah.
I sometimes flights get delayed and stuff. I got back about midnight on Monday night from San Francisco after covering, what was a very exciting, intense football game against the 49ers. And so then I think, oh, great, there's some errands I got to run. I was in San Francisco, and I looked at my driver's license going through TSA. It's like, holy crap, this thing's going to expire next month. And it's like, I'll fly to Vegas to get started to cover Super Bowl, but I won't be coming home. Because it'll be expired. So I'm thinking, okay, I got to go to the DMV and get a new license tomorrow. And I'm making some breakfast. I'm doing some things. And all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up. And the Bucks have fired their head coach.
Right.
I mean, that's the kind of week I've had.
Yeah, and then Joe Barry and then whatever.
I think, these teams are going to stop firing people.
But you're expecting Joe Barry. Nobody's
expecting
the
Bucks. I wasn't expecting that soon at all. Yeah. Were you, Mark? Mike, I'm sorry.
No. I thought it was right on the fence. But, as it turned out, he talked to us, then he talked to Joe, and he let him go. So,
but, Mike, I was talking to Johnny. We were talking about this yesterday a little bit. I don't know that I would make a lot of major changes if I were two games away from the Super Bowl. I mean, that is so hard to get there. And then the strength coach. And I don't know. You tell me. I mean, you think that was a good move?
I'll let you know when I find out who the new defensive coordinator is.
Right. That is true. That is
Mike, what do you think about Jim Leonard? I'm hearing whisperings.
He turned him down once before. And is he still working for Brett Bielema with Illinois right now?
I think so.
I don't know. He's been kind of under the radar for the last year.
It's only been a year.
I think that he needs someone that might be expensive, but has been in the NFL and just spent, the last 5 years or more, intensely game planning for NFL games. I think that's who you want. So, some of the lists that are out there start with like Wink Martindale.
We just got a text on that. Yeah.
Yeah. He was, he was the defensive coordinator for the Giants that beat you in London and beat you again. And now he's a free agent. He'd been with the Ravens for a long time. But Wink, I don't know if he's a fit just in terms of the kind of guy that he is. He's a tough guy. I mean, that could end up being, one of those things where the head coach and the defensive coordinator don't talk to each other, but you got a tough defense.
Which happened in New York.
Yes, exactly.
They hated each other, it sounded like.
Kind of like that Ditka, and
Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan kind of a situation. Yeah. So I would assume that Matt's going to hire a guy that's probably in his 40s and, closer to his age got some new ideas and a lot of energy and, is a different kind of motivator. The thing about Joe Barry was you know, this is like, here's a couple of Joe Barry stories. Like, we're down in Cincinnati last summer during the preseason, and they're going to play the Bengals at night, and 5 minutes before the kickoff, I'm up in the press box, and I see Joe Barry walking across the way and getting one last plate of Skyline Chili at the buffet there in the press box.
It's good chili.
Like, I'm thinking, Joe, the game starts in 5 minutes. You know? And I just kind of follow him, and he goes into the press. He goes into the coach's box. So I wait until the very last question after the game with LaFleur, and I say, is Joe Barry working the games from upstairs now? And everyone looks around, and LaFleur goes, yeah, that's something we're trying out. And see, so that's one of many things where LaFleur's trying to give Joe Barry look, Joe, maybe you should, instead of on the sidelines, you should be upstairs and you can look down and see the field, and maybe that will help you. So he was trying to do everything he could to save Joe. But then they have losses like they had against the Giants, and then, you know, the Buccaneers game seemed to be sort of the last
My boy draw. Baker Mayfield, perfect passing mark that day. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And so, you know what? Matt LaFleur spent the last month getting involved in the defense and even suggested on Monday, you know, I'll do whatever it takes for us to get to the next level. I'll give up play calling to Adam Stenovich if that's what it takes. So that's, you know, that's the kind of he in his statement, he says, I've not worked with a finer man. He's a very nice guy, but there's some ways that he just doesn't connect, you know. With
But you know what has, you know what has to be so frustrating, though, for somebody like Joe Barry right now? Savage, hang on to that pass that's right in your hands.
Oh, geez.
Take
yeah.
it the distance, and
right.
we're in Detroit this weekend.
Right.
You know, one play like that can make such a big difference. It's yeah. incredible.
Hey, that yeah, and that's what always happens in those playoff games. You can name four or five plays if you yep. flipped them the other way. But I was pretty impressed overall with what that young Packers team did.
No question.
Oh, my God. Oh,
awesome. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I got to ask you, because, you know, the buzz out here, and Johnny and I get out a lot. This strength coach that got let go, emotionally, the fans love him because of that Washington,
yeah,
because that Washington
the
game,
flag and everything,
and they didn't seem like they had a lot of injuries. Been there for what, 10 years? You think that was a need? I'm just curious as to what you say as a reporter. I'm more of a fan.
You know, all I can think about Chris Gizzy is this. You know, he'd been with the organization a long time. He'd been a McCarthy guy, but you see though the things that they have, and most notably like the, you know, Aaron Jones lingering hamstring injury. You know, Christian Watson. You know, LaFleur said, and their main trainer and Watson are going to be spending some time here in the off season. They're going to go to clinics. They're going to see the best right. specialists they can, because they've got to get that guy in the field. They can't have him missing with, you know, another hamstring injury like that. And all I can think about Chris is, you know, he is. You're supposed to be a coach, and I know that, you know, 4 years ago when LaFleur made him the head guy, right. there would be times where he would be out there actually leading the guys in the warm-ups, you know. And then it was more like, okay, you know, you're on your own. You have the routine. Well, you have to be as intense and in these players' faces as a strength and conditioning coach, as a defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator. And so maybe that's part of it, that, you know, I mean, you make one little slip-up with these guys.
Yeah.
And you're out.
I know.
You're out.
I know.
And so, you know, this might be an opportunity where Matt says, all right, I need a guy with some fresh ideas. You know,
sure.
And so it doesn't seem like it's a scapegoat. I think it's just, you know, LaFleur saying, I need an opportunity to get some fresh ideas in here, because what we got going right now ain't working.
Okay, we got like 1 minute, Mike. Doc Rivers, just tossing that out there. What do you think?
It's the experience that they need to work the defense. I thought, it was, you know, I could go on and on about, though, how did they make this mistake for Adrian Griffin?
Yeah.
And there was all kinds of signs early on, like, oh, man, this guy's on or in over his head. And you just thought, okay, you know, they think he's got a lot of potential and then he'll grow into the position. But then when I heard that Doc Rivers was actually brought in to consult the team when they had that NBA in-season tournament in yeah. Las Vegas, like, mm-hmm. uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh. I know. That's not a good sign. Hey, Mike Clemens, great stuff.
Thanks for the insight
and
on
all
that,
season
Mike.
Long, you've done a wonderful job covering the Packers for us. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thanks
for
well,
your time and relax.
Everyone. Have a good day.
All right,
thanks,
thank
buddy.
You
too, Mike.
Take care. Mike Clemens, Wisconsin Sports Update. Christy will be joining us. We come back, find out what's going on around the area this weekend. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Finally, it looks like the United States is capitalizing on our lower price and the international marketplace to try to move some dairy products. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Colin Cadis is a broker analyst with EverAg, and he says they're getting rumbles now that export sales are happening. But he said it's also pointing out that consumer preference, buyer interest, in the types of cheese they want to buy? Well, that seems to be changing.
Traditionally, this last year is kind of when we get an idea of what prices will look like for the rest of the year at the IDFA conference, and that was in Phoenix. We are hearing some rumors that we are getting exports on the cheese side, which would really help prices. And then the thing that maybe is depressing prices is that the hard Italian cheese, consumers and restaurants are not interested in Parm. They'd rather eat cheddar because it's cheaper. And so that's maybe why the price is still low, is the hard Italian folks are just blowing through cheese and destocking.
Colin Cadis, he's a broker analyst with EverAg. Now, if that trend holds true, the international appetite more for cheddar versus hard Italian cheeses, our Wisconsin cheesemakers are going to have to pay attention. Last year in the state of Wisconsin, we had 36 cheese plants producing cheddar cheese, but we also had 7 plants making Parmesan wheels and 6 plants making Romano wheels. Markets an overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning. Everything is in the red, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Numbers are next.
Dairy farm families in the state of Wisconsin contribute 15 cents per hundredweight of milk to dairy research, promotion, and education. Where do those dollars go? Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the impact that your checkoff dollars has.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, the Texas A&M does an annual study, and I think the last one was for every dollar that is spent and invested for a farmer money, that's like a $4.78 return. You know, dairy per capita consumption has increased by 80 pounds per person, or about 2.2 pounds per year. Our dairy consumption has grown 6% in the last 5 years alone. One of the measurables that we have is we invest in PR, which is where we provide story ideas to editors and newsrooms around the country. And then if they pick those stories up, they'll tell them for free. We earned over $70 million in publicity in PR last year across major news networks, local news networks, farm networks, everywhere. It's pretty cool that we were able to spend $1 million and get $70 million worth of media investment return.
That was Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. If you have questions, head over to wisconsindairy.org.
On Thursday, barrel cheese dropped a penny and three quarters to 144. 40-pound block cheese was up 2 1/4, 152 1/4, while AA butter gained 11 cents yesterday to 268 and three quarters per pound. This morning, December new crop corn's down a penny and a half at 479. November new crop beans down 2, 1194. July wheat's down 4 at 623. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It is going to be cloudy and foggy with scattered rain, a little freezing rain, and some freezing drizzle possible today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 10. Tonight, a little light rain or snow or some freezing drizzle. More fog with a low of 32. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market, your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamet and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
I'm a veteran. Todd always puts together the catchiest little...
Spectacular. No one can do it better than Todd.
Nobody does anything better than Todd. I was going to bring him in a case of Spotted Cow today.
That's his favorite.
Because that's his favorite. But then he did something to really insult me yesterday. Remember that, Jim? What was it? Do you remember?
Pretty easy to do.
What was it, Todd? Remember?
What was it, Todd? What did you do to insult Todd?
I said, that's it. No Spotted Cow for him.
You did.
They're nice nasties, yeah.
What did you do? What did I do, Todd, that you did back to me? Remember that?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Okay, because there's so many that to you it's just daily routine.
Right. It's right. Just common conversation.
Absolutely. But yeah. Wow, you just got a double salute from Todd.
Nobody can see what just happened.
Or either that or we've only got 1 minute left for the segment.
2 minutes.
Or 11 minutes left for the segment.
But he usually uses his index finger.
So, I know.
What's going on here?
Christy's in the house. Talk about what is going on in the area.
Good morning, everybody. I would like to give a shout out to the dementia-friendly event that we had last night. That was absolutely spectacular. It was a great turnout. And if you want to get involved, it's super easy. Everybody that was there just supporting it was great. It was a great cause. I personally got certified, so we're dementia friendly.
Good turnout.
Great.
Great.
Good turnout for businesses, neighbors.
Yes.
The community, you know, they want to be dementia friendly and to get certified, sign up for classes. Yeah, that was a great event.
And nice to see one of our favorite people from around here, Natalie, there last night.
Oh, yeah, she's absolutely cool.
We want to get her back in the show. She's awesome.
She's getting certified, too. And, I mean, to know that 1 in 9 people are affected by that, mm-hmm. that's mind-blowing to me. I never knew that. And, I mean, I've dealt
with... Did you hear Dr. Chris talk about this morning about the new test?
I didn't.
Go ahead.
They're working on a new blood test that at some point within the next couple of years is probably going to be part of routine screening. Like you get your cholesterol screening, you can get dementia screening with a blood test.
Oh, that is incredible.
Mm-hmm. For Alzheimer's. For Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Hi, Steve. Okay, so going on tonight.
Christy says hello to the people walking by.
Because I know everybody.
Christy, we have listeners too, so we want to kind of take care of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so good morning, guys. So tonight we have Aaron Tippin presented by the Meyer Theater. Tickets are $35 to $40, and you can get them at meyertheater.org or by phone number 800-895-0071. The show starts at 7:30. If you don't, does everybody know Aaron Tippin here?
I actually might go to that.
Yeah.
I love Aaron Tippin.
Yeah, self-proclaimed hillbilly Aaron Tippin.
Absolutely.
He has been in the music business for more than 3 decades. Along the way, he's earned 6 gold albums, 1 platinum, and released more than 30 singles. Some of the top ones, You've Got to Stand for Something, the Kiss This
Absolutely.
Song. I love that one. And
if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
Why do you think I give the examples? It's so John will sing them.
Okay, great.
And then There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio.
Absolutely. Love him.
So that'll be a good time. And for our buddy Frank came and saw me yesterday, and I put all of his brochures and posted them all over my building. And I probably had 6 residents stop by, and they're like, I just saw you on WFRV. Because he was on the...
Oh, Frank. Right.
Yeah, okay. Frank stopped by yesterday. Another good event, the Luminary Walk at Baird Creek. So that is presented by the Baird Creek Preservation Foundation. That is also tonight, located at 324 Baird Creek Road. Price is $5 per person, $15 per family, and that is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight.
You know, that's a nice night for that.
Isn't
that Luminary
it?
Walk really is pretty cool out in Baird Creek. I mean, some people, I think we've probably all been out there, but if you haven't, I mean, that's a real slice of Green Bay to get out to walk through there.
And with this nice heat wave. But you get to walk, for those who haven't, you get to walk the paved trail while it's all lit up and glowing with over 1,000 luminaries. Entrances to the event will be at Dan's Avenue in the lower parking lot, okay? And the 1.2-mile paved trail is perfect for solo walkers, couples, friends, families, and our 4-legged friends on leashes and families with strollers and all that good stuff. And they also said you can pull sleds, but I don't know. Is there a lot of snow left?
I don't think you can pull sleds.
Yeah.
Can
maybe bring your bike.
I gotta ask a question. I've been meaning to ask you, Doctor, because you bike a lot, you run a lot, you walk a lot.
And I love biking at Bear Creek.
She does everything.
Oh, by the way, you know what? Yeah. One of my buddies, I think it was Tori, sent me a picture of a fat tire. I want to say at Fleet Farm for like $400.
Wow. Oh.
Instead of like the $2,000.
That's just the tire, John.
Maybe. You know,
yeah. And you need two, right?
But when you're walking, like I always wonder, because I got my little walking circuit around here and everything like that. When somebody's passing the other, do you say hello?
I always do.
Do you? Okay.
So do I. Yeah. Walter and I, we take our bikes all summer and we go up and down the Fox River Trail, and Kristen and Craig bike like crazy.
Right.
Yeah. We love to bike the Fox River Trail.
They're our favorite.
They're like boaters. You know what I mean? They always wave. You know, and people are very friendly on the trail. On the Fox River Trail is where can I hang out. But yes, John.
That was my question. What's the etiquette?
Do you really say hello
or is it improper to say hello?
I love to make eye contact and smile. Okay. Even if you don't say hello, just a smile.
And when somebody's behind you, if they have a little bell, they'll say to your left or, you know, to your right.
It's like
a little etiquette thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start saying hello.
I would think that you always would.
Well, because some people have that focus where it's like they don't want, you can just tell over their body language.
Well, those power walkers, they're a little, but
hardcore.
Most people.
Well, that's me.
Yeah, oh, right.
Like swing my arms.
John, when he's not falling.
John, just back to the etiquette. Just say hello or good morning, not, hi, I'm John Mino.
Okay.
That's what they're going to say when they pass him, though. Oh, my God, was I John? Yeah.
You may have heard me on WGBW.
Right. He's fatter than I thought.
The camera adds 15 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and there are three cameras on you. So.
That's true. Actually, you know, that's funny. The other day we were in a break and I was like sitting back, but I was like, oh my God, I will never have that pose in front of a camera ever again.
Just don't lean back.
Exactly. Sit back like this. Like this. I saw myself. Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Another spectacular event is Doctors in Recital that is presented by the Widener Center for the Performing Arts. Woo-hoo. And we have the superstar right next to us. That is tomorrow, Saturday, January 27th. It starts at 7 p.m. And I just thought this was really cute. Making a difference by making music. And this year's show will bring you that musical shot in the arm of energetic performances that range from classical to pop to jazz.
Yeah. So, there are some really talented musicians who are physicians.
Are you a part of this?
I am.
Yeah.
Are you performing?
Yeah, we have an act.
Her picture's in it. That's why I chose that one.
I want to underscore that. I mean, you kids.
Kids.
I mean, doctors grew up, though. You are so disciplined. I mean, a lot of you guys know music. You just were, and to share that talent, and what a variety of music you bring to that stage.
Right. Some of these people are incredibly well trained. Like my former partner Yoon Chun is a beautiful concert pianist. She gets out there, and I mean, it is like being in a giant concert hall in a big city.
The acoustics are great. The cello, and you know, there's vocals as well. But that is a great, great show, and the talent they have is. It's incredible, but again, I think a lot of you guys have been playing instruments since you were little kids, and doctors are so disciplined, right? And I think that music goes with it. And I've been to that many, many times, and that is just, and that's local talent. And sometimes people go, and I'll buy a ticket because so-and-so is coming into town, but it's unbelievable. You see the doctor up there, it's like, man, I didn't know you could do that. Right. And they are really, really good.
Yeah.
So our tickets, how much are tickets for that? I should know this.
They are, so they actually didn't have that listed on there. You can call 920-494-3401 to get them. They all range.
That is a great evening. Tomorrow night at the Widener.
$25, but I'm not sure if it's more at the door.
Sure.
Okay.
And tickets are available.
That is worth going to with the kids or with your parents. That's just a great show. I've always enjoyed that.
And what are you doing? Tell us what you're performing as.
So I am not one of those super talented doctors who's very disciplined and has been doing this for a long time.
I find that hard to believe. But
so do I. Yeah.
So we're actually, we're doing a Partridge Family Von Trapp kind of thing.
Oh my God.
So all of my kids are very musical and my ex-husband, Jim, also very musical. So we are playing Love Me Do by the Beatles.
Four boys, right? You have four boys.
So you're in your
all
whole
the boys.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, my youngest is the drummer. My oldest is playing bass. My third is singing with me. And my second son isn't really a musician. So we've got a special thing for him.
Craig like the roadie?
Yeah, Craig. Like, Craig's going to be our biggest fan in the audience.
That is so cool.
It's amazing.
Wow.
That's fun to see that, too. And like I said, the variety that they bring to that stage is pretty impressive. So.
And most importantly, we are all donating our time to raise money for local organizations, for community organizations, because that's what it's all about, is giving back.
Doesn't get much better than that, honestly.
So wait a minute. I just got one quick question, though. Combination Partridge Family and the Von Trapps. That's from Sound of Music, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the combination between the Brady Bunch and the Sound of Music?
It's the family that all plays together.
Do you play the Susan Day part?
I'm playing the harmonica. I learned way more about harmonicas in the last couple of months than I ever knew existed. Yeah.
And you just picked up and learned how to play the harmonica.
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Oh my God.
We'll see how it goes.
My dad played the harmonica really good, and I tried learning, and I could not do it. Could not do it.
I'll bring it in next time.
No, you don't want me trying.
We can do yoga. I can't
do a single thing musically.
I was just going to say, harmonica and yoga.
Yeah.
That could work.
And bring in one of Ace's flutes. I'll try that, too.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
perfect.
Hope for the best.
Oh, but one more quick question about that, though. I was at some event, and it was the band was all doctors. Yeah. It was a rock band, a classic band. I can't think of the name of them. They were phenomenal.
Well, I know who you're talking about.
Yes, so do I. They are really, really good.
Yeah.
Again, to just... all good musicians that have been playing for some time and got into medicine, but just never lost the love for music. And they just jam together. There's what, 4 or 5 of those guys. They're very good.
Yeah. Like Mark was talking about earlier, you know, you have to take care of yourself and you've got to find that time. And that's an outlet that they love. And it just fills your bucket so that you can go back and do your day job again.
Right.
Yes.
Well, and just to get back to the community, your time, everything that you already do, I just think that's spectacular.
There's something cool about that. Cause you know, when, like, even last time I was at the doctor's, like, about a week ago, and the nurse took my blood pressure, and it wasn't horrible. Okay.
Good. I'm good.
Then the doctor came in and took it, and it was, like, twice as high or whatever. And she said, it might be the white coat syndrome or something. When a doctor comes in, things just get a little bit more, you know, whatever. And that's why I love it when doctors are normal people in the public, if you know what, I mean? Yeah. It kind of, like, breaks down that very down-to-earth type thing. So I'll tell you a quick story. One time my daughter got in a car accident, and she was okay, but I was at the hospital, and they had her on a gurney. Mm-hmm. I ran up to Bellin, and it's like, oh, my God, you know. And
really scary.
Yeah, scary. But first words she said to me, I'm still going to Florida tomorrow.
By the way, Dad.
Yeah. Less scary.
So anyway, the doctor came out and said, hey, everything's great. You know, bumped her head with the thing, but she had the seatbelt, so she's going to be, everything's great. You know, blah, 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 blah. So Packers win the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I'm on Bourbon Street. This huge guy with his head, bald head and everything, completely painted as a Packer helmet and the whole thing. Goes, Mayo! Hey, how you doing? He goes, you don't remember me? I go, oh, sure, you know, from the stadium viewer. He goes, no, I was your daughter's emergency room doctor. And I thought to myself, am I ever glad that I saw him that way versus opposite? Whereas in the emergency room, if you would have said, hey, remember me on Bourbon Street?
Right, or that one guy, remember we were having drinks at the airport?
Absolutely. Yes, one of those things.
Okay, and I have one more event for Green Bay, and it's tonight, Friday, January 26th. It's the Comedy City Grown Up Show. It's presented by Comedy City Theater, located at 365 Main Avenue, Suite E in De Pere. The price is $15. It starts at 7:30 until 9 p.m.
A lot of stuff going on.
I know, right? Each show, just a small little tidbit, each show features a group of performers that entertain with a series of short scenes, songs, and sketches based on audience suggestions. So you can ask for your favorite animal or something you find in your garage, and the players will take that suggestion and create the action on stage. The show lasts about 90 minutes with an intermission, but I've heard really good things about that. I think that'd be a great community event to go to and support.
Fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of one of those weekends, too, where it's like, as much as I just savor Packer Sundays, you know what I mean? I just, such a cool thing. It's kind of like, okay, let's turn the page and let's just kind of get back into the community sort of and doing regular things.
Support everything.
Yeah.
And like one of our guests said this week, it may be a good time to start the decluttering. Remember she talked about
she was interesting.
A room a week and
absolutely.
You know,
I did. I started last week.
Did you? I just think, you
but know, I thought that was a great idea what she said. Even just take one thing, just organize shoes or your whatever's.
And
or
go, and once it's organized, go right to Goodwill or right to, you know, wherever you're going to take it. Don't let it sit there in your car. Mm-hmm. Just get it there and get it done. And then it gives you energy for next time.
I donated 4 bags of clothes.
There you go. Yeah.
I will say this. Two people are very successful last night. Brian Johnson and Natalie were both talking about that.
Oh, absolutely.
And they both said they got the messiest desks you'll ever find.
Yes. That is true. They did say
but
that.
But that's what smart people do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We got to set our quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. Always be true. So please love me do.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
We all make resolutions this time of year. And let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but it'll help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. We're wrapping up on a Friday. This segment is brought to you by Midwest Restoration. Man, we had Ryan in yesterday, who was one of the cool guys you'll ever find. He said it's been unbelievable. We had that cold snap. How many pipes were breaking? All that kind of stuff. But Midwest Restoration, if you have those issues, give them a call no matter what it is. Midwest Restoration, their goal is to be there within 60 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They simply don't close down. 920 Midwest. Midwest Restoration, can't say enough about them. Okay, this is a topic you guys are all of a sudden talking about. That's about harmonicas.
Yeah.
And about, but weren't you saying, Doctor, about how therapeutic? Or Jim, was that you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Music. Music is therapy.
Well, music in general. But
there's a whole thing. You can get a degree in music therapy where you go into places and you do music, just like Jim was talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Because it soothes your soul.
And it can help with your breathing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of therapy behind music.
For
and
sure.
One of my kids, when she was in medical school, taught the people at the ADRC how to play their harmonica as one of her projects. And they loved it. They put on a show, you know, and... I just think music, I don't think harmonica, you know, you say it's difficult to play. Maybe it is, but they did learn in over a few months how to do it. Now they, you know.
Stress reliever, too.
Right.
Well, the reason I was bringing that up, I just got a text that asked her to play Shenandoah. And the reason I say that, I used to have a guy on my radio show. He's a Medal of Honor recipient from Vietnam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom had sent him a harmonica when he was in Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And he learned to play it. And the one song he learned to play was Shenandoah.
Yeah.
And one of his good friends, every night after the missions and everything, says, hey, brother, would you play Shenandoah? And he'd play it. And all the guys would sit around and they would like calm them down like you can't believe.
Absolutely. Okay?
So his buddy gets killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My buddy, the Medal of Honor recipient, was right there with him when he got killed and the whole thing. So he finally, after years and years, got up the courage to go to the Vietnam Memorial, okay, in Washington, D.C., and see his name.
Mm.
And he went, and he cried, and he went and sat on the hillside and just by himself started playing mm-hmm. Shenandoah. He said, you can't believe how many Vietnam vets quietly walked up and sat all around him in a circle, not saying a word. They just sat there mesmerized by that. So when you guys talk about that, I'd love to, his name is Sammy Davis, Medal of Honor recipient. You can look it up, Todd. I'd love to get him on the show and do this. We did it one time on one of the shows I was doing. It was called Mino and Louie. It was a classic rock station. Greatest job I've ever had in my life. Loved the music we play. Loved Louie, who passed away a couple of years ago. Just really enjoyed it. And we did that on a Memorial Day Friday heading into Memorial Day. And we had a lot of truck drivers were listening to us. You know, it's kind of that thing. And we had guys like choked up truck drivers saying, I almost had to pull over I had such tears in my eyes. I'm so choked up.
Truck
over
drivers
that story.
Have emotions.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, because I met all these guys. They're big, burly guys. You know what I mean?
But what a touching tribute.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I mean. That sucks. So when you guys talk about music and harmonica, what that can do to a person is incredible.
Mm-hmm. It taps into a part of you.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'd love to get him on to do that, Todd, to tell that story. In fact, I think it's recorded someplace. We could even play that.
Wow.
I'll find it.
Cool.
So you guys touched on a subject there that just, wow, yep.
Johnny, that's I want to segue real quick because we're going to run out of time, but you got to tell us who you're picking for this weekend. Big Lions fan.
I got to go with San Francisco.
Are you?
Yeah, on the road.
Really?
In Waterfront Market team. Gift card.
Yes.
For the winner.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. We got it. Yeah. People have to pick them up. We do the passing thing every week.
Right. Our Waterfront Market.
Waterfront Market gift cards.
Yeah. Open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. Same for tomorrow and Sunday, 9 to 3. And I will give gift cards to John for the winner. So
what's the contest?
Passing yardage. Okay. We'll just take the Lions game because Baltimore doesn't throw much. We'll just take the Lions game.
Okay.
All right. Passing yards for Goff.
Right.
Passing yards for Purdy without going over. And the winner is going to win a $20 gift certificate to the Waterfront Market. Do they have that bourbon there now that the guy did the thing?
They sure do.
Wow.
And we have the cigars. I know, Kristen, disregard, I just said that. But we have, you know, Not By Bread Alone, everything. I mean, literally a little bit of everything. Stock up on all your party favors, you name it.
Stats. Try the Basque salad.
Oh, yes. From Not By Bread Alone, we have traditional Cobb, Asian, salmon.
But is it Basque or Basque?
Basque.
Basque?
Right, Kristen?
How do you say it?
To the doctor.
I don't know.
B-A-S-Q-U-A?
B-A-S-Q-U-E?
Yeah.
B-A-S-Q-U-E, and it's absolutely delicious.
It's unbelievable.
We have Asian salmon, just a little bit of everything. But yes, stock up. We're open. I'll personally be there all day today.
There you go. Waterfront Market.
Hey, I'm not Dennis, but I got some stuff going on in Appleton and Oshkosh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We'll talk you, Dennis.
It's the best I can do. Real quickly, just a reminder, Feast Around the Fox Cities still going on through the end of the month in the Fox Cities. That's where they've got all the restaurants, and all the restaurants have a special meal going on at that location. You can log on foxcities.org for more details about Feast Around the Fox Cities. Also in the area, Mosquito Hill Nature Center in New London has their Winter Family Fun Day tomorrow from 12 until 3. Things like Family Olympics, they've got hot food and beverages, a slap shot. I'm not sure exactly.
What's that mean?
Are
they airing
hockey?
The movie? Slap shot?
Maybe.
Not family friendly.
I don't think that's what that is. Entire
crowd. Hey, Hatterhand! I could recite lines from that movie all day, too, but none of them.
I'm sure you could. Yeah.
Yeah. The entire carload is $10. The entire family can go for $10 tomorrow, so make sure and check that out.
Nice.
Mosquito Hill Nature Center in New London. Also in downtown Appleton, tomorrow they've got their pop-up winter market going on.
Oh,
so
that'll be fun.
So you could stop down for that. In Oshkosh, a couple of things going on at the Grand Opera House, Missoula Children's Theater. There's 50 local students from the area performing that at the Grand Opera House tomorrow from 3 until 4 o'clock. Tickets still available. Go to their website. Also, the Oshkosh Winter Farmers Market going on at the Convention Center in downtown Oshkosh. You can check that out. They've got all the good stuff, organic produce, fruits, vegetables, all that stuff. And Oshkosh Restaurant Week is also going on. So if you don't get enough going on with Feast Around the Fox Cities, Oshkosh Restaurant Week has details at visitoshkosh.com.
Outstanding.
Well done,
yeah,
Todd.
Very well done.
I'm not Dennis, so
but who is?
They're having a phenomenal time in Mexico, by the way.
I can just imagine.
Have you been following them online and their photos and stuff?
Oh my
god,
yeah. Well, yeah, they've been texting me, sending me pictures. They're the best.
I know.
I hate them.
I love them. He'll be back next Friday.
We gotta do that next year, Jim.
On location Mexico
trip
Mexico?
With all our listeners.
Oh, yeah. No.
How about just all of us?
Holiday vacation.
I love it.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
All right. Another goal. Goal.
Who needs Alaska?
We're running out of time. It's been a really fun week.
It's been a great week.
Yep. And got off to a rough start, like I said, with the whole thing. But so your event is tonight or tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Doctors in Recital at the Widener.
Saturday at the Widener. Mm-hmm.
That sounds so cool.
I can give you my printout.
Come on, let's go.
Were you guys going to put video up on or anything like that of your performance, your family?
I'm sure we will.
I think it'll be fun. You got to do that, okay?
She will be spectacular. I love it.
And we got a great show coming up Monday, too, Johnny. Let's just plug that one
Jerry
more time.
Yeah, Jerry Kramer. For a whole almost
are
an
you
hour.
Kidding me?
Yeah, Jerry Kramer. We're
amazing.
Yeah,
he did a great interview with him yesterday. That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great stuff. That's coming up on Monday. Everybody have yourselves a phenomenal weekend. Mino and the Mayor and a cast of thousands. See ya.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.